This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Reports from Ukraine say Russia continued its massive missile and drone attacks on Ukrainian cities Tuesday, focused on destroying Ukrainian infrastructure. Correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA that overnight into Tuesday, the Zaporizhia, Mykolaiv, the Dnipropetrovsk, Kharkiv, Sumy, and Donetsk regions came under fire. As a result of Monday's attacks on energy infrastructure across the country, a number of Ukrainian cities faced mandated scheduled power cuts Tuesday, including the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian officials said heavy fighting continues in the southern and eastern front lines. Russian forces are getting ready to defend the control of the Kherson region, while the Ukrainian army was liberated 9 more communities in the Luhansk region. UN officials said Tuesday ships loaded with grain are still departing Ukraine despite Russia suspending its participation in a UN-brokered deal that ensures safe wartime passage of critical food supplies. But a private British intelligence consultant, Monroe Anderson, says while shipments are continuing, Russia leaving the deal has increased the risks involved.
And that is because the kind of collective security framework of the deal was brought about by the participation of all four states, well, 3 states, including the UN. Now that is no longer the case, the main risk is things like miscalculation, miscalculation and potentially also those residual risks that were in place before, whilst the deal was there already.
The UN said Tuesday that 3 ships carrying corn, wheat, and sunflower meal left through a humanitarian sea corridor set up in July. A total of 14 ships also sailed Monday. This is VOA News. North Korea's foreign ministry criticized the United States for expanding joint military exercises with South Korea that it claims are a practice for a potential invasion, and it warned Tuesday of a more follow-up measures in response. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The statement from the ministry came as the U.S. and South Korea conduct aerial drills involving more than 200 warplanes, including their advanced F-35 fighter jets, as they step up their defense posture in the face of North Korea's increased weapons testing and growing nuclear threat. North Korea has ramped up its weapons demonstrations to a record pace this year, launching more than 40 ballistic missiles, including development to intercontinental ballistic missiles and an intermediate-range missile fired over Japan. The North has punctuated those tests with an escalatorial nuclear doctrine that authorizes preemptive nuclear attacks in loosely defined crisis situations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Shanghai residents lined up for COVID-19 tests Tuesday as restrictions have been reintroduced to battle an uptick in cases. But some residents were not too worried about the increase in cases and unfazed by the restrictions, which include regular testing, saying it was something that was needed for a gradual reopening. Several Shanghai residents received fresh stay-at-home orders and mandatory testing notices as authorities raced to trace contacts linked to a woman who tested positive following a visit to the city's Disney resort, prompting that resort's temporary lockdown. While most of the world has already opened up, China has vowed to stick to its zero-tolerance approach to COVID-19 with lockdowns and mass testing imposed when even a single case is found. Authorities say the man charged with assaulting the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was politically motivated. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says David DePape faces a long list of charges, including attempted murder and elder abuse. Jenkins says the defendant broke through a glass door, found Paul Pelosi asleep, and asked him about the whereabouts of Speaker Pelosi. He allegedly brought 2 hammers, zip ties, rope, and tape.
What is clear based on the evidence that we have thus far is that this house and the speaker herself were specifically targets of the defendant.
The suspect also faces federal charges. I'm Norman Hall.
Somalia's health minister said Tuesday the death toll from 2 al-Shabaab bombings in Mogadishu has risen to 121. In an interview with VOA's Somali service, health minister Dr. Haji Adam said 10 people are recorded as missing from the Saturday's bombings. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.